Hey y'all. Can y'all hear me? Let me know in the chat. I'm going to rename myself. I am so excited about teaching this class, connecting with y'all. I am very excited about this. This is our first time, hopefully the first of many, doing a reset call. Is what we are calling it. I know we already have monthly planning and assessing, but we wanted to add this call because a lot of you don't keep data. Maybe you don't do the habit tracker. Maybe you don't do that monthly planning and assessment sheet. Maybe you just like at the beginning of the month to look at what you did and get just a redo, a reset. So that is what we're going to be doing on this call. So I'm going to do it for the first couple months. I want you after this call, and I'll remind you again, whatever resonates with you, whatever you like about this call, make sure that you post it in Facebook. Number one, because I think a lot of women need this call. Number one. And number two, it is real because y'all can really create this call. Y'all can, structure this call like you want it. I'm doing it today like I want to do it because it's never been done before. But if you're like, we need more of that or we need less of that, make sure you post it in the Facebook group. Give me your feedback because I want to make this call something that is going to benefit y'all, something that you're going to love. Why, yes, there is purple in my hair. I use a toning shampoo. I use Olaplex toning shampoo and conditioner, and I just leave it on my hair and it gives it a little purple hue. So, I am really happy to have this call too. So, Corinne and I have talked about this call for the last several months, what we wanted it to look like, what we wanted it to be. And so, there are a few different types of you that are going to be on this call. So, some of you just love a fresh, like a clean slate. Beginning of the month, I just want to make some changes and do some things, and it's going to be amazing. Some of you are coming to this call in judgment of yourself about how you've been showing up in no BS, about how you've been showing up with your four basics. And to you, it's like, I need a do-over. I need a kick in the ass. I need to get my shit together and I need to get to work. So those are, if you're here for, and you have different thoughts about it, please share. Coach Ashley is here with us in the chat. I am Coach MJ. She's typing in all caps, by the way. So what we're going to do on this call, we're going to talk about what is a restart, number one. Number two, I'm going to tell you a story that just came up about a restart. And then number three, I have a restart process that I created this morning and I've been thinking about for several days. So we're going to get to all of that. And then if there's time, I'll pull people up and coach y'all. Okay. So I looked at, because a lot of people, I think, don't know the difference or confuse the difference between a restart and a reset. Because we hear all the time in no BS. I just need to restart. I need to start over. I need to go back to the beginning, right? We hear that so often. We hear that so often. And so I looked up the definition of reset and restart because this is a reset call. So reset means to start again after a period of rest and change. To start again after a period of rest and change so that you feel better able to deal with the situation. So here we're talking about the four basics. So maybe you've taken some time off from planning and assessing. Maybe you're in no BS and name only, just listening to the replays and not doing some stuff. Maybe it's shit going on in your life and you were busy and old habits started creeping back in and now you are ready to just kind of jump back in. Like, I feel better prepared. I'm in better of a mental space. I just feel better about it. So maybe that's you. That's one way to look at a reset. Another definition, which I love, 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 A reset changes some things, but a restart means to turn something on without changing the settings. So for all of you who want to restart and start back over at the beginning, maybe you've not done jack shit. Y'all ain't done shit. And you're like, I need to restart. All a restart is you just start and do the same thing over and over and over again. A reset means you're going to start it, but you're going to make some changes. So when a lot of you are asking for a restart, if you restart and you do the exact same thing again, that's not going to benefit you. What you need is a reset, which is what this call is. I'm going to start doing the things, or I'm going to continue doing the things, but I'm going to make some tweaks. I'm going to do some stuff a little tiny bit different. Okay. And then I saw this. This is about teaching. It's on my other screen. Restarting and resetting mean almost the same thing, almost, but not quite. There's a subtle difference. When we stop doing something and then start doing it again, we restart. So I stopped doing the four basics. I was doing them imperfectly. I was judging myself. So I'm just going to restart. Guess what? We're probably going to be doing them. Well, we are going to be doing them imperfectly. And then we're going to go back into judgment because we haven't changed anything. We just started again. Let's see. And then it says a slightly different concept, however, is for us to reset. I'm not talking about a total reset to manufacturer settings, which is true. We have too much invested to do that. And I'm not interested in reliving the teen years under any circumstances. Thank you very much. I'm talking about the reset that maintains the foundation for basics of what we do, yet you subtly and significantly transform them. So that is why we're here. We're here for a reset. So, yes, I love it. I am resetting. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. So here's the thing. We always talk about weight loss happens in the next decision, the next best decision, right? So it's not going to be perfect ever, ever, ever. But when it's not perfect, you get to decide what you're going to do the next time. And so this came up, you know, I see no BS in my whole life, all over the place. Like I see no BS everywhere I turn. The things that we learn in no BS, the principles that Corinne teaches us, all of the things, it applies everywhere in my life. Always. And so my daughter, my middle child just got married in November. She's 23. She's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, living on love in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And they live in an apartment, but they've decided to get something bigger. They're getting a townhome. They're going to rent it, but it's not like they've always lived in apartments since their college years. And now they're working with this individual lady. So they go in to look at this apartment, and it is a dump. It's a dump, but I'm just being supportive. That's where y'all want to live. I'm so happy for y'all. Good job finding something, whatever. And they went in and spoke to the landlord, and the carpet is nasty. It is like supposed to be brown, but it's like light brown, but it's like dark brown because it's so dirty and nasty. And they asked for the carpet to be cleaned. And so the lady owns two units, two townhomes. They're like in the same building, but you know, they're separate. And so when she went over there the other day to do their final walkthrough, the lady in the other unit is also moving in and they're ripping out the carpet. And my daughter was like, well, I want new carpet. I said, well, you didn't ask for it. You asked for it to be cleaned. And she said, I didn't know we could ask for it. And I was like, well, a lot of times when you're dealing with a landlord, you want to ask for the moon. And the worst thing that happens is they say, no, I'm just going to clean the carpet, but you never know what's going to happen. And she was saying, I'm so dumb, all the stuff, right, that we do when we mess up in weight loss. I'm so stupid. I should have known better. I hate that I did that. I wish I could go back and like just regret and just shame and just beating herself up. And I said, well, honey, here's the thing. you know now. So you did it one way, it didn't work out for you. And now you just know for next time. Now you know for next time. You have an opportunity to do it different, right? So what did you learn from this? Well, I didn't ask for the moon. I should have asked for everything. And then maybe she would have said yes. Maybe she would have said no, but at least I asked. And I said, yeah, in a year from now, you're going to move. You're going to be dealing with a landlord. Ask for the moon. Little did she know that 2 days later, because this woman ain't going to paint for them either. They've got to paint this thing themselves. They brought the painter over. And the painter gave him a price. And so she thought, I'm not doing this again. I'm asking for the moon. And so she asked him for $500 off. She was like, my husband's in the military. We both work full time. I'm a full time college student. He's getting his pilot's license. We don't have that kind of money. I would love for you to do this, but $500 less than you quoted is the thing. And you know what he said? Sure. I'd love to help you out. And she said, oh my God, it worked. And I was like, yes. So you never know when your next opportunity to use the tool that you've decided to reset is going to come up. She was thinking it's going to be a year from now when she moves again. But it was literally 2 days later when the painter came. And so when we do this reset process, I'm about to talk about, we're going to take it day by day, because every single day, every single meal, every single drink of water, every single time you go to bed 5 minutes early is an opportunity to do something different. We don't have to wait for Monday. We don't have to wait for the first. We don't have to wait till the time is right. We don't have to wait till after vacation. We can start right now today. We can do it imperfectly. And then as soon as we fall or whatever, we just pick up our reset and we just move along. Okay. I tried to make this cute. I'm not the cute one on the team. Like, I tried to make it easy to remember, but it's five steps and it's the ABCs. A, B, C, D, E. Okay. When you're talking about wanting to reset and wanting to do things a little bit different, the first thing you need to do is assess. You have to know what you were doing in order to do something different. You got to know where you're starting from to make a change. You can't just go flying blind. Now, a lot of you are like, oh my God, I don't keep the habit tracker. I suck at that. Here's what you're going to do. Whether you keep the habit tracker or not, a really good way to assess is, I want you to think about a scale of 1 to 4. 1 to 4. We're going to start with water. A 1 is, girl, I know my body was begging for water, but I barely any day did I get 64 ounces. Maybe once or twice on an accident, I got 64 ounces, but rarely, if ever. 2 is less than half the weeks, you know, less than half the days of the month, I got my water in. 3 is the majority of the time, not always, but the majority of the time. And then 4 is I about got that water on lock. Now, I may not get it every single day, but like 99% of the time, 98% of the time, it's on lock. Because, you know, the phases of change, we're not doing it perfectly ever. Nobody is. There have been days this week I didn't get my water in. Yesterday is a good example. Yesterday is a good example of when I didn't get my water in. But I would give myself a 4 for water because that is very, very rare. Okay. So assess. Now, step 2, which is be honest. Honest means that we are dealing in facts. We're dealing in facts. When you write down your assessment, there's no judgment. There's no shame shawl. There's no beating ourselves up. We are taking a look back and we are being honest about where we are right now or where we were last month or last week or yesterday. Whenever you're doing this to reset yourself, we're going to be honest. We're not going to be in judgment. Because here's the thing, I told you about my daughter. She was doing enough judgment of herself. She wasn't just looking at the facts. But whenever I was able to calm her down, And I was like, you just didn't know. Now you do. Here's what you can do different next time. Took all the drama and the shame out of it and the judgment. No, she shouldn't have known better. She had never done this before. So I want you to be honest without judgment. We're just looking at data, y'all. It's some numbers on a paper. It's just your grade for last month. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I want you to do it with water. I want you to do it with sleep, planning, and I want you to split up hunger and enough. So how, on a scale of 1 to 4, how are you at waiting for hunger? And on a scale of 1 to 4, how are you for stopping at enough? And we're just going to be honest, right? We got to look at where we are to see where we're going to go. We just do. So assess is number one. That scale of 1 to 4 is perfect. Number two is be honest. No shame, no judgment, just data. To be honest about the data. Step three, C. You see what I've done here? I'm so excited. Create a weight loss plan. Create a weight loss plan. I want you to pick one or two things that you can do, work on in the next month or week or whatever this assessment period is that you've created for yourself, this reset period. One or two things that are going to move the scale in the direction of weight loss. So look at that 1 through 4. Am I hungry? Have I had enough? If you've got a 2 or a 3 on those, that's where you start. And I don't want anybody picking planning. Like, maybe you do need to work on planning. And maybe you are a 1 or a 2 on planning and everything else is a 3 or a 4. If you've got something that is absolutely going to move the needle on weight loss, which is waiting for hunger and stopping it enough, where it is not a 4, that is what you're going to work on. That we know that if I never planned another thing in my life, if I 100% of the time or 95% of the time waited for hunger and stopped it enough, whether I planned or I didn't plan, I'm going to have weight loss, period. That is going to move the needle on weight loss. So I want you to pick one or two things that you can go all in on. And don't mistake me when I say that. That does not mean that you pick one or two things and you just let everything else go to hell in a handbasket. Well, MJ said, I need to work on water and enough. So I'm just not going to plan this month. No. That's not going to be where your like laser focus is. It's not going to be on planning. We're not creating a list of things to try for planning. Right now, we're looking at, you know, hunger and enough this month or whatever it is, or water if you're not, you know, consistent in getting your water. So we've got to assess, be honest, no judgment. Create a weight loss plan. Those one or two things that you know will move the weight loss needle. Okay. And next is D. Do I have a plan? So for this one, I want you to list. This is going to be hard for a lot of y'all. List 10 things that you are going to do this month to make this a reality. 10 things. So let's say that water, like you rarely, like never, ever, ever get your water in. So what it might, the 10 things for you might look like the night before, I'm going to fill up all my water bottles. And these are just different things to try during the month. You're not doing all 10 things at one time. But if something on that list is not working for you, you're like, oh, that's not really working. Let me move on to the next thing. Because you want to have a backup if something's not working. So I'm going to fill up all my water the night before. I'm going to put a bottle of water beside my bed and I'm going to down it on the way to the bathroom in the morning. 16 ounces right there. That's one way that I can increase my water intake. Every time I get in the car, I have a water bottle and I play a game to rush to see if I can get it down before I get where I'm going. One thing could be, you know, anytime I'm hungry, I drink 16 ounces of water and I wait 10 minutes, see what happens. It could even be, I know I'm really having a hard time. Maybe I'm going to try this month adding some different flavor to my water to see if that makes it easier. It could be this month, I'm going to substitute a couple of my waters with little fizzy waters, see if that changes it up. And you just keep going with 10 things you're going to try. And you start at the top of the list, try that for a few days. If you're like, nah, that's not really helping me at all, move on to the next thing. If it's working really well, put that shit on repeat. If you notice that your water is going up, put it on repeat. Okay. And then the last is execute. So you just go through the list of shit that you've created of the 10 things that you're willing to try this month to dial in to the one or two things that you said you were going to work on to get your numbers up. Because y'all, we want weight loss. And I want you to have weight loss. And so let's just get after it. Let's reset some of the things that we know are not our finest habits and no BS. We don't want to restart. We don't want to things that we haven't been doing. We don't want to just go back to doing them like we were doing them. We're going to reset. We're going to look at what we were doing. We're going to make some decisions. We're going to make some changes and see where it gets us. All right. Any questions about that? So assess, be honest, no judgment, create a weight loss plan. You need one or two things you're going to double down on this month. Do you have a plan? Make that list of 10 things that you're going to try. And we're talking about on the do line, things I'm going to do, actions I'm going to take, and then just execute those. And this is for anybody. Even if you're like, you know, there's some things I'd give myself a 3 on sometimes. Like this last month, I'm going to tell you, I struggle with water. So I would, like, if I did this, which I should, I will, it would be water. It would just be water. I would be working on water this month, doubling down. I would probably give myself a 3 on water. I want to be a 4. So I would come up with my list of 10 things I'm going to do. Yes. Ashley says she's working on her water too. Cheers. Yeah. All right. Anonymous says, in the moment, food tastes so good. Yes, it does. 100% it tastes good. But then what is the other side of the conversation? Yes, it tastes so good, but weight loss tastes better. Yes, it tastes so good, but I've already eaten all I need of it. Yes, it tastes so good, but I'm willing to put this away for tomorrow. There are so many ways that you can, you know, give yourself the other side of the story. My dog is walking around. Sorry about that, y'all. All right. Let's see. We can do coaching if you would like. I have a couple hands raised. Somebody who is working on a reset, who wants help with it. I would love to do that. Lisa says, I'm struggling with BLTs. 1, 2, 3, 4 Sour Patch Kids won't hurt. One bite of cookie dough when I'm making cookies for hubby. Lisa, write down while we're talking 10 things you're going to try to stop doing that. Write down some stuff. All right. Louise, I'm going to pull you up and we are going to coach. Yes, Lisa. Lisa, I struggled with you right there. I had an easy fix. You can try it. I had either gum or a mint in my mouth when I was in the kitchen. I was a world class, could win the Olympic gold medal in grab assing. And when I joined No BS, I didn't even realize how much I grab assed. I mean, I just had no clue. And that mint or a piece of gum, every time I was like in the kitchen doing stuff, cooking, so I wouldn't grab ass, was so helpful to me. It fixed me, Lisa. I don't do it anymore. All right, Louise, unmute yourself.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
I'm very excited to be here. It's my first time being coached, so thank you for having me.
You're so welcome.
I didn't realize this call was happening today, and I got the email. It's early evening. I'm in Belgium, in Brussels, and I was like, oh my God, I need this. Suddenly, a light bulb went on over my head, and I thought, it's the moment I've been waiting for. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, thank you.
So what do you need? What are you going to reset? What do you need help with?
I really need help with stopping it enough. And also, I think pausing with the habit brain, old shitty thoughts.
Okay.
I was looking at my data for the past month or so. So I saw that for April on my habit tracker, I was at 63% for stopping it enough, which I think I was being a bit generous on myself and my tracker.
Okay.
You know? I feel the waiting for hunger is not so much of an issue for me. Sometimes I have a story that I wait too long for hunger and I let myself get too hungry and then I have a binge.
Okay.
I had a binge yesterday for the first time, I think in over 6 weeks, which for me is quite a long time. I binged for a long time and thanks to NoBS, I've been able to stop. But then I get really sucked up into, I overate, so I might as well overeat later in the day as well. The day is ruined and I have periods where I'm able to say, all that matters is today. All that matters is what I do now, the next time I eat the next meal. But now I feel like for the past 10 days, I've been in, fuck it, yesterday was a bust. So I might as well overeat today as well. And I'll just eat whatever I want. And it feels like No BS is very far away.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we just need to stop your fuck it eating over your fuck it eating. So you are fuck it eating, which is, it happens, right? But you're fuck it eating over your fuck it eating.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
all right. So stopping it enough at dinner, what do you do? What are some of the things that you're currently doing that help you stop that you're working on to stop it enough at dinner?
Honestly, nothing. Every day when I make my plan, I say at dinner, what's one thing I can do? Pause. I'm going to set a timer. I never set that timer.
Okay.
It's kind
of. Well, you know what? That's good to know. Because when you make your list of 10 things you're going to try, don't put that shit on there.
Okay. I like it.
That's not for you, right? Like that doesn't, with some people it may work for, some people it doesn't work for.
Yeah. I was thinking as well about like other sources of relaxation or joy. I tend to think of myself as someone who has quite a lot of that. I'm in quite a nice relationship. I have friends. I've got lots of hobbies. But yeah, sometimes I come home and I'm like, no, I want something nice. Even though the something nice is not really nice. It's kind of fucking myself over by overeating and then feeling bad about it.
Okay. So, but in the moment you're talking about thought work, I'm talking about practical things that you can do and try to make it easy to have that pause, to even give yourself the opportunity to have that conversation.
I wonder what some things are that I could do. Maybe if the food I'm going to eat is pre-plated. So quite often for me, I'll spend too long in the kitchen preparing the meal. I start grab-assing while I'm making dinner or preparing dinner.
Okay. Okay.
I know, I think you've talked about chewing gum or having a mint.
Okay. So you could do that to stop the grab ass piece. So gum or mint.
Yeah.
Have you tried eating off of a smaller plate?
Yes. I think something I could try is if I want to go for seconds in that kind of quite no pause, just rush and do it, kind of like you're cheating yourself.
Yeah.
Get a new plate. So it's like you're allowed to do it, but get a new one, right?
Perfect. So if you go for seconds, you have to get a new plate. That's a really good one. I have never even thought about that. Look, Louise is teaching us something. What else?
You're so gracious.
I have never thought about that, but I hate dishes. So that would be a big deterrent for me.
I hate dishes too.
I hate them. So, okay.
Yet, perhaps there is a way to use dishes to your advantage, because I often think I'm more likely to keep eating if I don't do the dishes right away after I have dinner. I live alone. I don't have children. So
okay.
If I kind of get the space clean,
okay,
I'm likely just to keep going.
So you get up and immediately clean kitchen. What else?
I wonder about kind of access to snacky foods while preparing dinner. Like open the fridge, kind of putting things on a higher or on a lower shelf so they're less visible, or putting them at the back rather than having like cheese, olives, all those kinds of things. You can't put them at the back, right?
Okay, so make snacks harder to access. What else?
I think often when I come home and I'm hungry, I go straight. I'll be like sort of taking off my coat, putting my work back down while I'm like in the kitchen already starting to pull out food for dinner. I wonder if it would make sense to say I kind of could get into home clothes first, lie down for 10 minutes, kind of ground at home. I'm in the energy of home now into the evening, new part of the day. And once I'm kind of there, then I go into the kitchen and I start preparing.
Okay. So I will tell you, I used to do this as well. And so whenever I walk, my garage door is right here, right outside the store. And then when I walk in my house, I'm in the kitchen. And I noticed I was doing that. And so literally for 2 weeks, I would park my car in the garage and I would walk around to the front door so that I did not have to walk through the kitchen.
I like it.
So I even changed my pattern because, you know, like we talk about everything wants to be on a habit. You know, your brain was put on a habit loop. So when you don't switch up anything at all, it's like your brain shuts off and you're like, next thing you know, you're in the kitchen snacking. But if you could even take a different route into your house, maybe if you have a front door and a back door and you always go in the front door, just go in the back door for a few days. And your brain is like, wait, this isn't what we do. That's crazy.
Great. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah. So use a different door. So when you're snacking, preparing dinner, are you not hungry for dinner?
I am very hungry. And I say to myself, it's happened to me 3 or 4 times in the past week. If you keep snacking like this, you won't actually be hungry by the time you sit down to eat. And then it happened yesterday. I ate an entire bag of crisps. I was like, why did I do this? Now I'm not hungry for the dinner that I prepared that I was looking forward to eating. But then it's like I get into a spiral of like, oh, I've done it anyway. Might as well just eat some of the dinner. I didn't eat my whole dinner because I was really stuffed, but I was beyond the point of full, you know, I was.
Okay.
It's just like not waiting or not putting those foods on my plan or something.
Yeah. The other thing too is make sure on your way home from work, eat a little snack if you're starving. Y'all. Because you don't have to eat to enough. So when you come in and you're like, literally could chew your arm off, you're so hungry. And then you're like, I am, as an overeater for the last 40 years, today is the day that I am starving and I won't eat a bite until dinner. No, that's not even going to happen. Don't put yourself back in the situation of being starving. Take the edge off of hunger on the way home. Because it sounds like it's not even just overeating at dinner. It's your whole like time period around dinner, right? It's like the lead up to the snacking of the, like once you go straight into your kitchen, it kicks off this habit that you've had for so long. And it's like, how can I interrupt that habit along the way? Insert different slight changes that may make a difference. So eating a snack on the way home from work, having a cheese stick or having a whatever on the way home from work so that you're not ravenous when you walk in the door might be a great way to change this pattern.
Sounds great.
Okay. We need three more things to try.
I'm just having a think. What I've noticed is that when I systematically include something sweet on my plan, then it creates some relaxation around it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have it. I've planned for it. So I think that's just a good habit that I can sometimes get away from, but I think it's actually quite a nice one that can work well.
Okay. Plan a sweet.
Yeah, plan a sweet.
You need two more.
Yeah, eating with the non-dominant hand. Another tip that I have read about and not tried.
I mean, it's worth a try, right? We're just coming up with a list. So non-dominant plan, hand. That's a good one.
Halftime method. Something about the halftime.
But here's the thing. I don't know that the halftime method is for you. It could be in a certain situation, but you've already tried the pause. Like you've been writing, I'm going to pause and you ain't done it. I don't think we need to write that down again. Now, if you want to serve yourself half and then have your rule that goes along with it, that if I get back up and get more, I've got to get a different plate. That halftime method may work because the pause is not working for you. So you have food left. Like if you serve yourself a whole plate, you already know that the pause is not a strategy that works for you because you've not been following through with it, even though you've been writing it down. So you need a true, like you're going to have to create your own pause, which is the food is gone.
Yeah. Actually, something occurs to me because I'm sitting here with my plan for today in front of me. And I wonder what would happen if I had the plan in front of me visually when I go to eat dinner.
Could be. Look, you already got more.
You're a font of inspiration as well as wisdom, MJ.
You know, I used to take a picture of my plan every single day and make it the screensaver on my phone.
Ooh, I like it.
And then I looked at it all day long. Because, you know, I picked that phone up a lot at work. But, I mean, it just reminded me of what it was.
I think that one would work really, really well for me.
Yeah.
To reconnect in the moment to the kind of the whys and the plan for the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'm feeling a lot more kind of empowered having talked to you. So thank you. Because I was really feeling like, oh my God, this is going nowhere. I needed to be cool.
But now you've got like a list of like 11 things to try. You can watch the replay. I think you were writing some of them down. And then it's like, but don't keep beating the horse of like, I put pause on my plan every day. Now I don't remind myself of it in the evening. I just keep writing and it's not happening. Just don't keep doing that over and over again. Like if you've written it in your planner for a week and it ain't happening, you've got a list of 10 other things to try. So then you move on. You're like next, next, next.
Great.
And I want you to see, I want everybody to see, we sat here maybe not even 5 minutes and made a list of 10 things. And now there will never be a point in the month over the next 30 days that she's like, well, that didn't work. I don't know what to do next. So she spent 5 minutes of intentional time here making a list. And I'm going to tell you, I prompted you on a couple of them. The rest were all you. Just shit came out of your brain because you asked it a really good question. It does not take that long. And if you need some prompting or a little bit of help, you got Facebook, you got Ask Coaches and all that kind of stuff. But now there will never, like I've tried this, like use a different, walk in a door and I keep forgetting to do that. Like that's just not going to work for me. You mark it off the list and you're like, but here's the, you know, I need to make sure I got a suite on my plan. Here's my next thing.
Great.
All righty. That was really good. Thank you.
Thank you. This was lovely. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was really good, because I'm telling you, how many of us have been like, well, I said this month I was going to do this one thing. I was going to do the halftime method. And you get like 2 weeks in and it's not working. You're like, well, I don't know what to do next. This way, you've already got what to do next and next and next and next. You know that song, Thank You, Next. If it's not working, thank you, next. You know, and everybody has to find out what works for y'all. Like, I saw somebody post in the chat, a bite, licks, and taste bag or a plate. You know, we used to do that all the time. If you're going to take a bite, lick, or a taste, Coach Kathy loves it. And then you put it in a Ziploc bag, and then you put it in the freezer. And then at the end of the month, you see how many bites, licks, and tastes. Y'all, that makes me sick to my stomach. I could not do that. I don't like looking at bags. I don't like anything about that. That is not for me. But so many people absolutely love it. And it is such a great visual for folks. And they love it. And if I had to lose weight doing that, I would never have lost my weight, thinking that was my only option, because I can't stand it. Like, I just, it's not for me. If I thought about opening up that freezer and seeing all them bites in there, for some people, they open it up, they open up the freezer and they're like, God, I've done so good. Look at all those bites. For me, I'd be like, good Lord, what is that nasty shit in my refrigerator, in my freezer? But that's why you need a list of stuff that might work for you. For some of you living in an apartment and, you know, going one door versus the other, it worked for Louise. It may work for me. It may work for Louise. You don't have another option. So that's not going to be on your list. All right. Chris, 10 things for nighttime eats. Okay, y'all, put in the chat what Karen can try for nighttime eats. Let's come up with a list of 10 things for Karen. Brush your teeth. Love that. Switch seats. Get out of the eating chair. That's my favorite. Get out of the eating chair. Have a mug of herbal tea. Love that too. Crochet. Go to sleep. Because a lot of times, you know, that's what your body's asking for, is to go to sleep. Chew gum. Do the dishes. And clean the kitchen. But Betty, she's probably trying to get relief and relax. So swap in her nighttime snack for dishes, unless she loves doing the dishes. It's probably not going to work. Right? Like, it's got to be as appealing. Bubbly beverage or tea. Do a puzzle. That would be really good. You could, if it's connection you think you need, you could call a friend or text a friend. I'm about to pull you up, Hafsa. We'll get rid of shame for you. One piece of hard candy. Here's another thing you could try. Just like Louise said, make the snacks that you typically go for difficult to get to. Put them so you would even have to get a step stool to get up there to get them. Take a shower. Oh, you know what? I love clean sheets. You could have clean sheets. Take a shower. Look, you've got some good suggestions here. All right. Hafsa. Yeah, coloring would be fun.
Hi.
Hey.
Ian, can you say hi? He's feeling shy.
How's it going?
It's going great. How are you? I feel like I've been around for so long, but I've never gotten coached by you. So I'm excited about this.
Oh, good. So tell me what you are. You said you were struggling with like the shame and the judgment, all that other kind of stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
So what do you... just a little bit of background. Okay. I've been around for a long time. And I was doing really great. I lost almost 65 pounds and things were going fantastic. I was super happy and, you know, super motivated, all those things. And then like a bunch of things happened. My grandmother passed away. Then my uncle passed away. Then we just had back-to-back illnesses. I got rear-ended. So there was this one year last year of just crap.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, I gained about 45 back. And now I keep wanting to reset. I keep starting to make the plans and drink my water and like kind of going back to the basics that kind of got me started when I initially started.
Yeah.
And I feel like every time I go to weigh myself, I look at, you know, like I have the Happy Scale app, so it gives you the curves.
Me too.
And it's so frustrating to see how far away I am from where I was. And there's this part of me that's like, it doesn't matter what you do. Just when things go hard, you'll go back to your old habits and none of this is going to matter. And I don't know. Like, and I feel like that is what drives me to just be like, oh, whatever. I'm just going to have some chips after dinner or may as well just have that ice cream. Who cares? Like, it leads to that kind of mindset of it doesn't matter. And I don't know how to get past it.
Okay, so when you lost 65 pounds, you said, right?
Yeah.
During that time period, you mean to tell me not one hard thing happened? It was smooth sailing. Like every morning you woke up, the birds were chirping, and it was fabulous the whole time. Okay. No. So the truth is, when hard things happen, you do know how to keep going because you did it for 65 pounds.
Yeah.
So the story that when hard things happen, I just fall off, so there, what's the point? May not necessarily be true.
Yeah. I feel like it feels really true in the moment.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Right. It feels true. Just because it feels true doesn't mean it is true.
Yes. So how do I stop that? Like, I feel like it's that frustration with how far away I am from my goal that I was so close to. That kind of drives me to do the fuck it eats, especially at the end of the day when I'm tired or I'm I'm kind of out of bandwidth. I don't know where, like how to reset that. Cause I feel like I've gotten really good at staying on plan throughout all three meals, right? Like breakfast, lunch, dinner, got it on lock. It's always at the end of the day because I'm a website designer. I work late nights because I have three kids. And so when I'm coding, I can't have anyone interrupting me. And I tend to work really late nights. Like I'll sleep at like 2, 3 a.m. because at that time my kids are sleeping and I'm not, I'm not interrupted.
Okay. So I got a few questions for you.
Yes.
Number one, what time do you eat dinner?
We generally eat around 6:30.
And you're going to bed at what time?
2, 3 a.m.
Do you get hungry?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm really good at not like I'm really good at feeling hungry and not being like, oh my God, I have to eat. I don't eat because of hunger. I eat because of like habit or like looking for relaxation. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And the other thing, what time you get up?
Like 9.
9. Why do you think you're having hella urges at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning? You're tired.
Yes.
And should you be tired?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't.
You're raising 3 babies up since 9 o'clock in the morning. It makes sense you would be tired.
So sleep more?
You need to sleep. Your body is asking for sleep. When you don't have enough sleep, your body is asking for sleep and it will send up urges like strong urges.
Yeah.
So if you could increase your sleep, a nap earlier in the day of some sort.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you've got a couple kids in school and then you've got one, I don't know how old your kids are.
No, they're all in school. Yeah.
They're all in. You got plenty of time to take a little snap, a short nap. That's what my friends call it, a snap.
A snap. Okay.
Take a snap.
Yeah.
get a little bit more of that sleep in. And then have you tried to have the conversation with yourself in the middle of the night? Because you're coding. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, sometimes I get on the back end of our website and I accidentally hit a button and then it's just code. And then I X out real quick. And like, I'm scared to death because I'm scared to touch anything because I know I'm going to break the whole of no BS. Yeah. I am thinking it takes a lot of mental energy to code. Because like one dot in the wrong place, you didn't send them on all different paths.
And you're going to spend like a whole day looking for that comma.
Right. Right. You got like a whole page of code. Where'd the comma go? Right.
Yeah.
So you're asking yourself in a tired state to give you, to put up a lot of mental bandwidth for you.
Right.
And you'd be focused, whatever. So what would it look like? Is there any way, like, I'm just totally trying to change your whole circumstance. Are you coding when they're in school?
I'm not, because I do a lot of client meetings and all of that stuff, which can't be done at night.
Yes,
I actually don't mind working late at night. I'm
okay.
I'm very much like my brain just really wakes up after 8 o'clock at night. I'm a night owl. I've always
okay. Well,
like
then that's fine.
So
see,
that's what
I am putting that on you for me, because at 7:30, 8 o'clock, your girl's got to go on to bed.
That's when my brain's like, okay, let's get started.
Okay, perfect. So when you're having those urges, what is the conversation?
Honestly, there is no conversation. And I think that's part of the problem. I'll be like, okay, I need a break. And I'll kind of just go and fish for snacks. And like, you know, we keep snacks in the house for the kids and stuff. So, but my problem isn't that I'm doing this. My problem is that there was a really good period of time where I was able to tell myself, no, you're not going to go have a snack. If you want something, go have some tea. I'm not.
How did you get into that habit in the first place? How did you get in that habit before?
I just started doing it.
You just pulled it out of your ass. Just the conversation.
It was kind of like, oh, yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to not have chips. Let me try having some tea today. But that was a conversation.
Yeah. And probably not in the throes of an urge.
No, it was kind of like, today I'm going to do this.
Oh, so you planned for the urges? Ahead of time?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Just checking.
I think I know this, I sound like a broken record. I feel like my biggest challenge right now is stop focusing on how much weight I've gained and start focusing on building back those habits that helped me lose the weight in the first place.
Yeah. Because I'm just going to say this to you, like, in joking, I said at the very beginning, like, you mean nothing bad happened or nothing came up. You had a lot happen at one time.
Yeah.
And so you developed no BS to deal with life's little curveballs, the little ones, baby ones.
Yeah.
Right. And you learned how to duck and weave and bob and like, you were like, come on at me and I'm not going to let you stop me, whatever.
Playing Supernatural.
Right. But literally the bottom fell out. You had zero practice with the bottom falling out of your life.
Yeah.
None. You hadn't learned to navigate that. Doesn't happen very often, right? In our lives, when we look back at like the course of our lives, what you're describing as whatever happened, all of those things that happened over a very short amount of time, there are very few times that happens.
Yeah.
Like when everything happens at once. So all of that part is sort of behind you. So now the story is, I know exactly how to do this. I may not know how to do it if the bottom falls out, but life's little curveballs, 100% I can do it.
Yeah.
I've already done it.
I think that's a really good thought, that I've already done it. Like, I got through that.
And here's the other thing I want you to really think about. a lot of times when circumstances change or life changes, this happened to me, like, because I went through a few job changes. So I started out working at the nursing home. Then I went into home health. So I was in my car all day. I didn't have like a kitchen readily available. I couldn't heat things up. So like my whole like life sort of food life changed. Yeah. Water life changed. I'm in the car in the middle of nowhere. How do I get my water in? Like all this stuff happened. And then I came home whenever I started working for an OBS and I was working from home. And so I found when I went to home health, a lot of my habits fell off. Like I struggled. It was like, how do you heat up food? What does food even look like in the car? Like, how do I get my water in when I can't find a bathroom? Like all of these things started like, and so I just let stuff kind of fall away. Right. And whenever I jerked myself up, I was comparing where I was that day with where I was when I was still at the nursing home. And I was beating myself up over the habits that I had there when I was not there anymore. I was here.
Yeah. That is such a good reminder. I feel like.
Yeah. I was like 100 ounces a day in the nursing home when I had a bathroom in the gym.
Yeah.
And I was struggling to get 48 in the car. And so whenever I was like, I got to get a handle on the water, I was like, I got to get 100 ounces. I'm like, why don't we start where we are? Figure out how you're going to get 64. And then I was just beating myself up over the 100 ounces because that's what I was getting at the nursing home.
I think this is a really good reminder because I know like at my most, you know, at the peak of my success, let's say, I was drinking my water. I was working out like 4 to 5 times a week. I was walking every day. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of things I had, but I didn't start there. I didn't start with like working out 4 to 5 times a day or a week. I started with working out once a week. I started with a 5-minute walk as opposed to a 30-minute walk every day. And I feel like I'm comparing where I am right now to where I was when I had built up those habits over the 8 months I had been really committed to doing this.
Yeah.
And I'm obviously not going to start there again. I have to build up the 5 minutes. I have to think of myself as I was at the beginning of that, not.
Right. But here's the thing. And I don't want you to like, think like, again, like have to start over or whatever. The difference is this time you've got like habit memory, muscle memory, all of those things. And so you're going to notice that last time that you sort of had to get going again, like push yourself down the hill to get rolling again. It took you 8 months to get to those habits. I bet you it will only take you 4 months this time. And the whole time you'll be losing weight because you're going to be implementing changes.
Yeah. How do you deal? I know this is like a weird question, but like, I feel almost embarrassed because, like, you know, when I was super active and I was walking all the time and I was exercising, I was much fitter, and I'm not right now. Like I, you know, like I get out of breath and like I get hot and mm-hmm. all that. How do you, like, you know, I would walk with my husband all the time and he'd always joke, oh my gosh, like I have to like, oh, I feel like I have to run to keep up with you because you walk so fast. And now I'm just like, yeah, I don't feel like walking with you anymore because I don't want him to be like, oh, wow, you really slow down. And he's a dude, so he'll actually say it, even though he's not trying to hurt my feelings at all. He's like, amazing. But I don't know what to do. Does that make sense?
Okay. Let's say he says it. Do you want to go walking with him?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. So we've made a decision. He's going to say, wow, you're slower than you were. You used to not get this out of breath. What are you going to say? Because you know it's coming from a place of love. The only thing that happens when he says those words is what you think about yourself.
Yeah.
I know I let myself get in this shape. I really did let myself go. All of my habits are falling off. What do you want to say instead?
I'm working to bring that back.
Yeah. It'll come back faster than it came last time.
Yeah.
Go ahead and plan for it. If you know that's the words that's going to come out of its face, plan for it. Decide what you're going to think ahead of time.
Yeah. Okay. This is a good reminder because I'm taking away something I really enjoy for the fear of something that really isn't coming from like a place of malice or him making fun of me. He's just, he's stating a fact. Like, you're slower than you used to be.
He's right.
I am slower than I was.
Yeah. Hadn't been working out in a while.
Yeah.
Hashtag truth.
Yeah. This is a really good reminder. Thank you.
But here's the thing too. Like, and the other thing, like, you're almost punishing yourself by not allowing yourself to go walking, yeah, which is something you really enjoy.
Yeah.
Because you're not as in shape as you were.
Yeah.
But that is something that you did to get there. And the other thing you said earlier is I planned for the urges. The urges were still there. I still had urges. But the difference, the version of you, like, now would be a great time and look at what you did differently then than you're doing now as far as, like, planning for urges. That's a great awareness that you had. Like, before I even went into the evening, I would be like, tonight we're gonna have hot tea instead of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yes, this is really good. I also feel like I got really good at not buying the things that I knew. Like, I love mm-hmm. the Pringles, like, chili and lime flavor. So okay. I know I really, really, like, I have a hard time kind of like being like, okay. You know, you can't just have one kind of thing.
That's what Pringles tells me.
And so I just stopped buying them. Yeah. Oh, isn't that Lay's? I always get confused.
It could be.
But
oh, it is
I
Lay's.
I stopped buying them. Yeah, I stopped buying them because I was like, you know, the way, and also like my stomach would hurt after because they're so spicy. So I was like, just, they taste really good, but it's not worth the pain. And I got really good at having that conversation with me, even when I was at the grocery store, for example, because I was like, yeah, no, I'm not. They're great, but not worth it. And I feel like I'm not having those conversations anymore. I'm kind of just on like autopilot. And then, you know, I have the whole like, oh my God, why can't I do this? Well, I'm not having the counter conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to do it without having that conversation. It's not just going to come automatically because even at my best, I was still having that conversation. Like, even when I was like really like, you know, on a roll, I was still having those conversations. So why wouldn't I be now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I had a bunch of light bulb moments. This was awesome. Thank you.
I am so excited. Yay.
Yes. I'm going to have to like go back and listen to this conversation again. Cause I feel like I had all these epiphanies and I didn't catch all of, like, I think I'm going to have to absorb them, but this was so helpful.
Yeah. All righty. Well, thank you. All right. I am going to change role to attendee. Cher says, I don't feel embarrassed. I feel like a loser. Well, so what are you telling yourself, Cher? Like, what are you telling yourself? That is so good, Cher, to take to ask coaches. You know, Cher, I love that name, by the way. I love that name, Cher. I used to have a dream that Cher was my mama and she was going to ride up in a limo to my house on Eastview Road in Rock Hill, South Carolina and take me away. I used to have that dream. So every time I think of see Cher, I always think about that. All right. We are out of time for today. I want you to post in the Facebook group what you want more of, what you want less of out of this call. We really want to make this call what you want this call to be, right? Like, that's the most important thing. We want you to get what you need out of No BS. This was my version of what I think y'all need. But like I always say, I'm not a mind reader. So let me know what resonated and what didn't, because we're going to have this call again next month and I am going to be doing it again so we can tweak it and change it and adjust it to fit what y'all need. Oh, Zoom user, you live in Fort Mill. Yeah. So just make sure that you let us know, because I want some feedback. I want to know. Corinne says I'm the best feedback taker in the whole wide world. And I would agree. So yes, y'all have a great rest of your day. I'm about to travel 3.5 hours. I'm moving 2 children in 2 different parts of the state in the next day between now and Monday afternoon. That is, that's what I'm doing for the rest of the weekend. So, thank you. I will be safe. I'm going to the beach. All right. Thank y'all for being here. Thank you for like engaging in this call. It was amazing. And I'll see y'all again this time next month. I mean, I'll see you before then, but you know what I mean. All right, y'all. Have a great weekend. Have a great rest of your day. Make that list of 10 things. All right. Bye.